We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. I am going to talk to Ryan Horvath. We're going to go through some picks. Before we do that, we will talk about Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst and Joe Barry. The Mount Rushmore of mid is what we will talk about coming up. We did Packers Mount Rushmore this summer. This is Packers Mount Trashmore. Mount Trashmore, those of you in the fondue, you remember Mount Trashmore very fondly. Right in front of the old Little Caesars that I threw a rock through once. By rock, I mean brick. That has got to catch up to me at some point. I keep talking about it, though. Nobody comes and arrests me. Baseball. I do not like the playoffs. So here's what happened, okay? The Brewers lost to the Diamondbacks, and it happened so quick, 27 hours. And I didn't know that it fazed me. And the next day I said something to the extent of, never have I felt so little reaction towards a playoff exit. Because I'm over it. I'm not affected by this in any way. Little did I know that I had feelings buried deeply. I was very mad about the Brewers' playoff exit. I was. I didn't know it yet. They were buried so deep, deeper than a secret is where I buried these things. And they didn't come out until they started to come out a little bit Monday night. Monday night I did say, I'm kind of more mad the Diamondbacks won than I am that the Packers lost. And the Diamondbacks won. They had that four home run inning on Wednesday. These top seeds are getting bounced. And I went all fucking balls to the guts about goddamn baseball playoffs. And I get that you might think I'm crazy. You might think I'm crazy. All I want is you. I just don't think that it's a good format. I don't need, like, I'm fine with a team like the Diamondbacks having a run. That's fine. I'm fine with a team like the Phillies having a run. A team like the Rangers having a run. Upsets are going to happen, you know? But there's a week off in between games in a sport where routine is part of it. Part of baseball is that you have to play every day. And you give these teams a week off. That's longer than the All-Star break. These teams look forward to the All-Star break for 2 months because they just need some downtime. The week between the playoffs and the regular season is bad. It hurts you. It does not help. And really, you get another team that comes in with momentum. Now, obviously, if you ask any team, where would you rather start? Would you rather start in the divisional round or would you rather start in the wild card round? They'll say, well, shit, I don't, the divisional round. But then they give them a week off and it kind of neuters that advantage, I do think. And it's not just the time. It's the fact that whoever then you have to face, like Philadelphia coming into the Braves series, already playoff storylines are being, moments are happening. The Rangers, moments are happening with these teams. They're experiencing the joy and then they come in like a little bit, you know, on top. So I do think the system is set up to give the advantage to the team that wins the wild card. Now, of course, I tweeted about this when I was up late. And so I was saying things like the Diamondbacks are terrible and blah, 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 and all that stuff. I have just been blocking so many people. It doesn't make me feel good. I actually hate blocking people. I hate doing it. Because it feels like a cop-out. But also, I don't need to talk about baseball and then have someone tell me to wash my hands. Like, fuck you. So anyway, I don't like how baseball's set up. But it is dumb. And I'm not rooting for, I don't want to see the Dodgers and the Astros every year. I want the regular season to mean a little more. It doesn't matter how you play in April, May, June, July, August, not even September. Diamondbacks had a bad September. But along the way, they won 84 games and lost 78. They did enough to get in. And they got hot 6 months after the season started. So they're in the NLCS. Isn't that dumb? It's not that I hate the playoff structure. It's that it devalues the regular season, guys. Is what I'm saying. Anyway, I'm getting pretty close to leaving Twitter. And not because of Elon. I need it to promote stuff. That's what I tell myself. And I've connected with a lot of people, a lot of you guys. Maybe I'll just tweet out my phone number and that'll be my last. If you don't already have it, that'll be my last. I just can't do this anymore. I'm getting tired of Twitter, of social media. Just the constant barrage of. I should talk to a psychiatrist about this. Or I should just take a gummy. That's what I should have done. Should have taken a gummy. Got a voicemail from Matt in the Falls, Carl's Place voicemail. Carl, see, this is me. Like, what kind of podcast is this? I'm just like literally telling my feelings and then I'm going to publish it. I don't know. Is that good? I guess. All right. Here is Matt in the Falls, Carl's Place voicemail, carlofet.com/Bart. Get your golf simulator. Oh, no, that's fine, Bart. I'll go golf this weekend. No, you won't. Not with the rain coming. You could go right down to your basement and hit a few balls. carlofet.com/Bart.
Hey, Bart, it's me. Been a while. Matt, the Falls family is in COVID round 3, just coming out of it. Still got a stuffy nose, as you can hear. I think people are really overreacting about my man Jay Love. Not overreacting about LaFleur, because LaFleur stinks, like big, stinky, floppy poo-poo. But, I mean, quarterbacks suck the first, you know, year, 2 years, whatever. A lot of them do. And, you know, not everybody is Patrick Mahomes, where they sit on the bench for a year and then step right in and they're awesome. You know, Patrick Mahomes is arguably the most talented or best, however you want to say it, best quarterback ever. Like, he needs some experience. You can't just say, oh, well, he's had 3 years of practice against, you know, some NFL players. Like, practice is not a game. And playing against other teams, other players, other schemes, all that stuff, is not practicing against your own guys that you get familiar with and all that stuff. Like, he needs more than 5 games. He doesn't stink. He is playing stinkily, but he doesn't stink. You can see that he has some ability to play quarterback. I mean, there are guys that you see them play a few games, and you're like, oh, my God, what is this guy doing? Like, he was good in college? I don't even believe that. But you can see that Jordan Love can play quarterback. He just needs more experience. So, you know, yeah, Hall of Fame, probably not going to happen. We're probably not going to continue the streak. But to be getting wildly upset and saying he's terrible and this is who he is, I think that's a wild overreaction. And I think even 1 year, if he has a bad year, I don't think we can just say that's the end of it. We obviously can't pay him a ton of money, but I think you got to give him more than 17 games. I mean, Peyton Manning was horrible his first year, and he's Peyton Manning now. So just pump the brakes, everybody, please.
All right. That is Matt in the Falls. We will dive more into those comments, really, and the thoughts behind them with Ryan Horvath coming up momentarily. This is Craig, our new buddy Craig. Our old buddy that's a new contributor.
Hey, Bart, this is Craig Thompson. Hey, I'm just calling because this week, of all the Packer podcasts I've listened to, I guess I've been wrong. I'm supposed to give Joe Barry a break. And I completely understand because when you're the defensive coordinator who goes 14 plays at 62 yards for 8 minutes and 28 seconds for a touchdown, and then allows 8 plays for 41 yards that ends up in a missed field goal, and then 10 plays for 75 yards and a touchdown, and then 8 plays for 33 yards and another missed field goal, which should have put the game at 20-13 rather than 17-13, I guess I was wrong. He's awesome. His 0-16 passes really made him awesome. Made him great. That being said, the other thing I want to bring is the last three coordinators that we've had, Capers, Pettine, and Barry, at one point have all been in the booth. Pettine and Barry started on the sidelines. They were not great, but their defenses seemed to have a little bit more energy, a little bit more of an attitude. And when they went to the booth, it's gone. Dom Capers was always in the booth with his reading glasses on, licking the window. But he had Kevin Green, and Kevin Green was on the ground getting those guys hyped, giving them a little bit of an attitude. Now, if you look, and I'm not saying these are apples-to-apples comparisons, but if you look at these defenses between our Super Bowl defense of 2009, I think, 8, 7, something like that, and today, you can kind of see there's a little bit of similarities. Back then, there was DJ Raji. We had Candy Clark. There was Hawk and Matthews. We have Smith and Gary. I just think that they need to have some sort of attitude. They seem flat. They don't seem excited. I honestly believe I'm by no means my JV referee football, JV referee football ref, or a former player, college athletic player who always brings it up and doesn't want to talk about it. But my guess is that maybe we should simplify that defense and let these guys play with some athletic ability rather than worrying about them taking 6.5 steps at an 18.5 degree angle to watch the center to make sure if he's going to pull or not. And then if he pulls, then you have to go 27 degrees and 15 steps to the left way, and then just let these guys play. That's all I have. I'm looking forward to the bye week. And oh, by the way, if Joe Barry doesn't want me to be complaining like that, then smart enough.
HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code is BART. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, B-A-R-T. You get 25% off every single order. I just got somebody that messaged me, said they stocked up on the CBD CBN ones. 25% off, HappyPlaceHemp.com. The code works every time you use it. There's not that little red message that says, you've already used this code. No. 25% off each and every time at happyplacehemp.com. And if you go in and meet Chris and Rob for yourself, you know, you get to see where it all happens. And they have a giant knight in the office for some reason. I don't know. Like a giant knight armor suit. I have no idea why. Every time I go in there, I like tap on it. I've never asked. I've never said, what's the deal with the knight? I let it be. But I've wondered. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code is BART. Gummies, tinctures, balms, Delta 8, Delta 9, THC, the one with 50 milligrams, and the nighttime ones, and the ones that are, you know, just the CBD products. If you're just, I talk about the Delta 8s and that kind of stuff, but if you're just into the CBD stuff, they do all that. So check them out. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code is BART. Ryan Horvath is next.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got
the most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
All right, Horvat. Well, I'd start with you about like the baseball playoff format, but I don't think you give a fuck. So
no, please do not talk about that.
Why?
Because I hate it. I mean, my team sucks. Your team's not around anymore. So why are we going to talk about it? I don't care about the format. You were cheering for the Dodgers. I found that very weird. I don't cheer for the Dodgers.
Well, I was in this particular series. The Brewers streak thing, every time they lose, the team goes to the World Series. Every time. It's so awful. Well, wouldn't you rather say you lost to the team that won a title? When is that ever come up in conversation?
I just can't cheer for the Dodgers. So I would cheer for the Brewers, I guess. I honestly don't care who wins the World Series. I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk
I just don't want to be Arizona, but I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't affect my life as much as I'm tweeting that it would. NFL, obviously, my main thoughts after the Packers were, look, I am out on LaFleur. I just, it's the same thing. I brought this up with Ty Windisch on the Eurostep podcast. I don't, like, Coach Bud, the same things that pissed me off about Bud in year one pissed me off about Bud in year five. He didn't change the things that were bad. And that's kind of where I'm at on Matt LaFleur. I understand that he's like a good football, smart guy. His game management's terrible. The other thing is a big part of this year is trying to figure out what Jordan Love is.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can find out what Jordan Love is if you don't let him. Somebody was telling me that LaFleur must think Jordan Love stinks because the game plan, they're like kind of holding him back or whatever. Well, if you think he stinks, then you know the answer. Then don't play him.
How are they holding him back?
Play Clifford and win one game. Like if Jordan Love, if you know that Jordan Love's not the guy, if that's what LaFleur and Goody think, if they think that, then don't play him. Then lose games. So I don't know. I just think it's like it's week five and people are trying to tell me, Bart, this is who Jordan Love is. Can we say that we know who Jordan Love is already? I don't think so.
No. And I don't want everybody to come at me. I don't want that either. I don't want everybody to come at me on Twitter. But, like, this is what I was always saying about Jordan Love, though. Like, so first off, yeah, LaFleur has been shit the last couple weeks. I'm not out on LaFleur. But, I mean, yeah, dude, like, everybody blamed Aaron Rodgers for the offense looking like dump and not being creative. Maybe like that's why Aaron Rodgers was like, fuck these guys. I want to go to New York. And maybe that's why he was always crabby. I mean, he's a weirdo. Don't get me wrong. Like the JFK shit, I don't even want to talk about. Like, I can't believe I woke up from a nap and saw that. And I was like, oh, I don't know that I could defend this one. I think I'm just going to have to let this one go.
Oh,
but
RFK?
Dude, what a weirdo.
I tweeted something about like, he's the only guy bringing this up in 2023. And then it was like, I put out the Bart signal for
people. I just want to be like, hey, Aaron, like Travis has games to play, bud. He's got things to do this year. Okay.
Can I just say about myself, like, if you have a gripe with me, either get me out of your life or get over it. I'm not having the same fights I'm having with people 3 years ago.
Is this about the COVID thing?
Yeah, I'm getting real annoyed.
Anyway, really quick, back to football, though. So, like, this is why I didn't really understand the Jordan Love pick for Green Bay, because he was going to have to sit for a couple of years, and that sounds great in 1993, but it's just really not the league anymore, and the only way to get better is to play right away. But I'm not all the way out on the floor. I'm just not a big Goot guy like everybody else. I don't understand why he gets a free pass, because it's like we look at this defense, and it's easy to blame Joe Barry. And don't get me wrong, Joe Barry sucks. Joe Barry should not be the defensive coordinator of any team, let alone the Green Bay Packers. I didn't hire the guy, though. But you can't just blame him every week. Like, the Raiders were gifted short fields, really good field position off some bad turnovers. But yeah, like, LaFleur's been shit. I worry that Gooch shit. Even if you're not a Rodgers guy, I completely get that. But Davante Adams is still a top five wide receiver in the NFL. You should have just, like, made him feel loved a couple years ago when he wanted to feel loved, before the year where everybody was going to need to get paid. You know what I mean? Like Tyreek Hill and all the, and A.J. Brown and all the top wide receivers were going to get money. You should have just paid Davante Adams. Yeah,
instead we paid, instead we played Clay Nee Bakhtiari.
That's what I mean, dude. And like, and that's weird because Green Bay usually like lets the offensive linemen walk. I guess Bakhtiari was still somewhat young when he got the deal, though. But yeah, I would have paid Davante, because that's a guy that like is everything that you love about, you know, like being a fan, because we talked about this last week. You know, he worked on his body. He got bigger every year. He got stronger every year. He had a case of the drops the first couple of years. He had to deal with shitbags like you calling for his head, asking for him to lose his job. He just kept working, working, working. He's a family man. I like that about him. And, you know, I know he wanted to go home, but I wish we would have just taken care of him. Davante hurts me. It hurts me to see him play for that shit organization more than it does, like, Rodgers is gone. Now it was time for Rodgers to go, I guess. But, yeah, that was why I didn't, like, I just wanted to see what Jordan Love can do right away. Instead, he had to wait a couple years. And now, right, he's not even being set up for success because Aaron Jones has been hurt. And the one thing, though, about LaFleur, I don't like how he, like, used that as an excuse again. It's always all Christian Watson went down and we had, you know, this was all drawn up for him, Aaron Jones, this and that. Like, that's his issue, dude. Like, the scripted stuff, like you said, he's a smart football guy, but the in-game adjustments are shit. And it's like, you still had extra time to prepare. You should have had that in your back pocket. Aaron Jones hasn't been healthy since week fucking one. And even when he is healthy, like, don't give me that, man, because you don't know how to use him. He gets five touches, and they all come when we're already down three scores. So, yeah, like, he's – right now, if I'm grading everybody, I still give Jordan Love an incomplete right now, probably like a B-minus, C-plus, you know. And I know that sounds tough, but the interceptions against the Raiders were really bad, and I have to really mark them tough against that one because it's the Raiders and their shit. Like I told Steve, Steve was like trying to defend the Packers. He's like Joey Rah-Rah right now. Jordan Love, you know, and I'm like, let's just pump the brakes a little bit just because the Raiders may not have three interceptions the rest of the season. Like I love Max Crosby, but if I walked on the street right now and asked everybody to name the other 10 Raiders on the defensive side of the ball, like people would probably say Chandler Jones. He's fucking mentally insane right now, DMing other players, telling them that he's going to kill him and stuff. So that's why I didn't like what I saw from LaFleur.
How many Raider defenders can I name? I just watched this game. How many can I actually name?
That's what I mean. So Jordan Love can't throw with three interceptions against the Raiders. Some of those picks were really bad. You can't.
Do they still have
Oh, one more thing.
Is Bill Romanowski still there?
No, but did you hear a couple years ago he was actually at the Super Bowl? Bill Michaels had him on. They talked about his book. Isn't Bill Romanowski like literally a piece of shit? Didn't he like beat his wife and take steroids? And I was always like, why do I want to hear Bill Romanowski? Like, why would I want to hear this guy? He's an awful human. Really quick though, what we got to stop doing as fans, I don't do it. I've been pretty nice about the Jordan Love stuff. Even after I didn't tweet anything or say anything bad. Cause dude, I told you there's going to be some bad games and there's going to be some good games. Like I would bet that Jordan Love has a really good game next week. Probably like three touchdowns, no picks and looks good. Unless LaFleur sets him up for failure again.
Oh, LaFleur, good one.
Also, Elgton Jenkins, terrible the other night. It's easy to shit on, like, the other guys. He didn't give up a sack, but he gave up three pressures. I know he's not healthy right now, but he didn't look very good for an all-pro guard that just got paid. But we got to stop doing the, you know, he's a gunslinger, like Brett. Like, yeah, Brett was a gunslinger But a lot of the like bad Brett, the interceptions and shit, were later on when Brett just didn't give a fuck anymore. But like in the 90s, when the Packers were winning games, like, yeah, Brett threw picks, but there were a lot more good throws than bad throws, right? That's why he was the MVP and played in back-to-back Super Bowls and won one of them. It's don't do the, well, Rodgers threw three picks, because you go back and watch that game that everybody's referencing. I know the game that they're talking about against Tampa. Do you remember that game? Like, they're down 20-6. He throws that ridiculous touchdown pass. His shoulder's fucking dangling. He hurt his throwing shoulder, and they should have won that game. So, like, stop comparing Jordan Love to Brett or to Aaron, because bad news. Like, Jordan Love could be really good, but he's not going to be Aaron or Brett, and nobody else is, because I don't know what the fuck you people are smoking, and hate me all you want. Those are two of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. Like, hate Aaron Rodgers all you want because he wants to, you know, do a debate show with JFK Jr. against Dr. Fauci and fucking Travis Kelce, which I can't believe is a real thing that's coming out of my mouth. But on the field, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all fucking time. I know he won one Super Bowl. Give him a real head coach. Give him a fucking defense ever. You know, maybe one game he doesn't have to go out there and fling a fucking Hail Mary off his back foot 70 yards, you know, just to watch the defense shit the bed. He doesn't even touch the ball in overtime. But I digress. So it's not fair to compare Jordan Love to these guys. It's not fair to grade Jordan Love. It's not fair for people in Chicago to go on the radio shows and say, hey, Jordan Love sucks. We don't know that he sucks. We know that he doesn't suck because he's a starting NFL quarterback. We don't know that he's good yet. But
We know that when he throws into zone coverage, he doesn't expect there to be people there, and he just that he has to work on.
I need you guys to tell. So, like, Jordan Love, I'll give a pass to. The Goot Love needs to be explained. Who do you love on the defensive side of the ball? Like, Quay, to me, you could say you love, but he's still an incomplete grade. I like Jair. You know, Stokes, we haven't seen in a year. I like Rashawn Gary, but I thought Annie Herman had a really good tweet. There's a difference still between like a Rashawn Gary and a Max Crosby or a Myles Garrett. He's really a good player, right? He's coming off a torn ACL, and he's young still. But like you said, dude, Jordan Love hasn't really been set up for success. Is that all on LaFleur? LaFleur? Or is some of that on Goot? Because you don't trade away guys like Devontae Adams, especially like if you have a young quarterback that you want to play in the next couple of years. That's who Jordan Love should be throwing the ball to. Instead, he's throwing the ball to, wait for it, Willie Lump Lump out there. Like, I like Jaden Reed, dude, but he's 20. You know, I like Christian Watson. Sometimes he can't stay on the field. I like Romeo Doubs, but he's like a number four on a good team. Luke Musgrave didn't help Jordan Love out. Catch the fucking ball, guy. Josiah DeGuara may have better hands than him. And then the offensive line. Don't get me, like, shit. Just shit. So, yes, Jordan Love, it's not really fair just to say he sucks. But you can't say he's good right now either. Fair?
I don't think that you can say he's anything. I think that he had exactly a bad game. He had a bad game.
He needs better.
He's had bad moments. He's had good moments. He's had moments where I'm like, this guy can be the guy. Like, there's an it factor there. And then he's had moments where it's like, okay. But also, we are comparing it. Like, we got to get that out of our heads that, oh, this is like, you know, even the comparisons to like Rodgers started 2-3, Favre started 2-3.
That's what I'm saying.
Even the comparisons like, oh, that was a more Favre game than a Rodgers. We got to just pretend like the last Packers starting quarterback we had was Don Majkowski and eliminate all of the, because we're comparing people to like, it's like being married for 50 years, the love of your life, such a passionate love. And then she passes away. And then on your next blind date, you're like comparing this random stranger to the fucking greatest thing that's ever happened to you. Like, let's not do that.
Yeah. And you know what I don't understand really quick too, is like the people on social media that hate me because of like the Jordan Love stuff. And they come at me about the Jordan Love stuff. You know what I don't get about it, man, is like, I like Jordan Love. I've said this a million times. Like Aaron Rodgers and everybody else says, he seems like a really good kid. I wanted to see him go somewhere and play right away to see, can he play, right? But I saw when he was at Utah State, there was good and there was bad. And the bad was bad. Like, he led the whole country in picks. The good was awesome. It was like, oh, this dude looks like Patrick Mahomes. But I don't know why I have to have like this loyalty to Jordan Love. Whereas everybody's like, oh, you a Rodgers guy, you a Packers guy. Well, it was like Brett. Like, no, I was more of a Brett guy towards the end because he was the starting quarterback for the first 16 years of my life. And now I'm more of a Rodgers guy. Yeah, because he's been the quarterback, like, since I could first get into bars. That's, I watched him win a Super Bowl. I watched him play with a broken leg and get hurt. And I fucking loved watching him play. That's the best part about being a fan. I don't yet have an allegiance to Jordan Love. So what I'm saying is, hate me all you want. If it's going to be bad, I want it to be fucking bad. I want him to lose every game the rest of the season. And I want Drake May, because I'm 100% sure Drake May is going to be an awesome, awesome fucking quarterback. Caleb Williams, I know, is going to be good. And we're comparing him to Mahomes. But I guarantee in blood, just like I did on, you could check those stamps, just like I did with Justin Herbert and just like I did with some of these other guys, that's going to be Drake May. He's going to be awesome.
Do you think, and maybe you do see somebody, I think I might need to see like a person to talk to. I think I might need to, I've got all these anger issues. Like, you know, you're worried about like, these people that hate me because of Jordan Love's, but so I feel like we're in the same boat there. Like I put my, if I'm going to put my name and my reputation around passionate takes about the MLB playoffs, I don't need, while we're talking, I have to scroll through my Twitter to see what the comments are, because people are just, I mean, anyone with a clown emoji is getting blocked. Anyone that tells me to wear a mask is getting blocked.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Just ignore me. Like, you're fishing for clicks. It's fucking Twitter. No, I'm not. I don't have a blue check. Fuck you.
I'm not losing sleep over, like, people not liking me, but, like, I mean, I just, some of it I don't think is, the Jordan Love stuff isn't fair because I never came out and was like, fuck Jordan Love. Hope he snaps his neck. Hope he throws 30 picks. Rodgers forever. Instead, I was like, no, it's probably time for Rodgers to go. How many times did I say that? Like, after the game against the Lions, I was like, he was shit. It's probably time to see what you have in Jordan Love, and it's time for Rodgers to go see if he could win with a good defense and young skill position players he likes. And then Rodgers died week one. But I'm cheering for Jordan Love. But, you know, I don't know if he's good yet, and I think that's fair. And I watch college football. I watch all the games. And, like, okay, for example, like, Sparky brought this up because I was defending Sam Hartman because Notre Dame's receivers suck. And, like, his ear was bleeding on the first play of the game. He's got the shit kicked out of him the last 3 weeks. The athletic director, there's a reason he's gone. Worse. And now you play fucking USC this week. But
hold on, like, might be rainy. Yeah, that's for their advantage.
No, they're going to beat USC, but that's what breaks
my heart. I agree. I'm with you.
I told you, but you lose to Louisville. So now it's like, who gives a fuck, because you're not going to the playoff anymore. So, but like I told Sparky, man, I like Sam Hartman, the kid. But yeah, like, I don't want him to be the Packers starting quarterback because he's 6 foot tall and he can't see over. He's, yeah, I like him. But if there's another dude behind him that could win games, I'd rather see the other guy because I want my team to win. So that's just what I was saying with the whole Jordan Love thing. But it's way too early to say he sucks. I lean he's still going to be good more than I do that he's going to suck. I lean that Matt LaFleur may suck. I know that I don't like Gutekunst. I know you guys all love him. And then I know Joe Barry sucks. In fact, I'm pretty sure the entire coaching staff.
I think it's more likely Jordan Love wins a Super Bowl with the Packers than it is Matt LaFleur does.
Like, what makes Matt LaFleur suck, other than his terrible in-game decision-making and his, like, allegiance to some of these guys like A.J. Dillon? And here's what I was telling Sparky, you know, because people keep telling me, well, you got to run A.J. Dillon out there. There's no other options. Dude, how many fucking times do the Ravens, like, have a running back and they're like, nah, fuck this, and they'll just go pick up somebody else off the street? And it's, you know, like, there's a bunch of dudes. Like, they just worked out James Robinson. I'm not saying he's the answer, but we watch XFL, USFL football, and college football. There's a bunch of good running backs out there. At least, like, work some of these guys out, you know. And A.J. Dillon's actually coming off his best game of the season, so this isn't...
He averaged 3 yards a carry. It wasn't that great.
Yeah, at least, like, he found the hole, though. I mean, that's what I don't get. Like, there is literally a gaping hole, a big gaping hole. Oh, you know who else I'm out on? And then we could get to the picks. I like McAfee, the person, but I think I'm out on the show. And, like, I love AJ, but is AJ just like the Zordon of the show?
I'm out on McAfee's crew.
No, I still like it. It's just now that they're on ESPN, they're everywhere. It's too much for me.
The way that I guess I do it too. Never mind. Where he, like, says something controversial and then people get mad at him, and then he's like, oh, geez, what are you? I guess I'm doing that with this baseball thing and COVID.
Hey, I want to talk about the Bucks Pro Shop for
a second. The baseball thing is not controversial. Like, I don't who like you're fighting with like baseball dudes.
Look at this sweet hat on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream that I got from the Bucks Pro Shop. Very pro. But this shirt I bought, the collar's already like I've been wearing it for 30 years. This is a brand new shirt.
Yeah. Hey, what is up with that? Like, that's my pet peeve on shirts.
I need a good collar, man. That's why I always, somebody doesn't like that I do this sometimes, but I pull my shirt back up so it looks like the collar is a real collar, and then it just drags back down.
I do the same thing, and my wife's like, you look fucking stupid.
Maybe I'll do one of these.
Don't. I'm going to throw up.
I just showed Horvat some nip.
Oh, yeah, the podcast community. Mm-hmm. How about that Thursday night game? I can't believe the Broncos beat the Chiefs outright.
No way.
Yeah. Way, dude.
I know. Well, once Mahomes went down, and wow, 5 touchdowns for Russ. What a game.
He might be back. And
yeah, he is back.
Yeah. I think a lot of it had to do with just the God likes him way more than any other quarterback. The worst part about the game, Taylor Swift, new money, suit and tie. Let's start with this one. No London game this week, right? No, there is.
There's one more.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. All right, the Baltimore Ravens, 4-point favorites out in London, taking on the Tennessee Titans. I don't know what to do in this game. Is Titans theory in play when we leave the United States of America?
Well, Titans theory only is in play when Tannehill starts.
He's there.
And I don't know about international games.
Let's see.
The Ravens need to, so what I said last week, like I got a bunch of picks wrong, but what I said last week about the Ravens and Steelers was true. We thought the Steelers would win that game because the Steelers are a team that should win 7 games. They'll win 10. The Ravens are a team that should win 13 games. They will win 10. You got it. I don't know. Like, the Ravens are better than this, but they're playing like a dad playing his kid in basketball in the driveway, but the kid's like 9. And so the dad still wants to instill some confidence. You know, once the kid's like 15 and he's on the JV team, then dad will try. I mean, you'll get a good one-on-one game, but right now it's like, They're not giving their all, it seems like. Something's not right there. I don't know what it is.
You know, I don't even want to overthink this, actually. It might be the wrong side, but I'm going to trust Baltimore, who's getting a little bit healthier, to get right more than, like, Tennessee's being for real. Because, like, when it's like, hey, every week when we're like, let's make the case for how Tennessee wins this game. It's like, oh, they could take away the football. Oh, Mike Vrabel's a good coach. Oh, Derrick Henry still got some tread on the tires. Oh, sometimes Tannehill actually hits wide receivers. Oh, they have D-Hop. But I don't know, man. Like, Baltimore coming off a loss to the Steelers, a game that, like, they probably should have won. Lamar has a lot more haters than most quarterbacks, I feel. I love Lamar. His fucking receivers that we were all excited about, hang on to the ball. OBJ can't complete four quarters. He's the David Bakhtiari of wide receivers. Like, he'll start the game, but he's not playing four quarters.
And he's getting $15 million to do this.
Right. It was actually like a good deal for the Ravens, though, because they're not committed to him for next year. But nobody could catch the ball. Like, I like Zay Flowers. He can't catch the ball. So many drops, but I think they'll get right. I'm going to go chalk. I'll take the Ravens out in bloody London to kick the fuck out of the Titans. What do you think?
I am going to take...
Wash your hands. I just noticed that.
I'm going to try to take all bird teams this week. Let's see how that works. So my first bird, because bird is the word, I will take the Ravens. I like the Ravens to win. And it's not just London. It's London town.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to have myself.
You know, one of the games overseas this year is wait for this sports media story. When it's Dolphins Chiefs overseas, I think they play in Germany. People are going to be like, what are we giving them our best games? Just wait. Just you fucking wait, man. I think I'm getting uglier.
That's what happens when you get older. You don't get better looking. I actually would argue I'm getting better looking because I had like this phase. But no, that's not like a brag. I had like this phase where I was just, I feel like ugly as shit. You know, like I discovered Red Bull vodkas and it was like after college though, you know, when you don't really know what you're doing with life and especially in radio because, you know, it was hard to make money. Thank God for Chuck hooking me up with the AP from Miller Park. This is Ryan Horvath here at Miller Park where the Brewers beat the Reds 7-6 behind a 3-run blast for Christian Yelich. Freddie Peralta picked up the victory but had his tits lit in the fourth. All right, anyway, let's move it on. We move out of London. We come back to the United States of America.
Thank God.
We're the Indianapolis Colts. I know, USA, USA, USA. Let's call this the Bill Michaels Classic because we're going back to the USA. I might just wake up.
Stenny's versus Pizza Del Rey?
No, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to crack open a Busch Light. You know, I might head out to the tiki bar, maybe fire up the grill. I don't know. We might do pork chops, maybe some ribs. I don't know. You know, I was actually, let me remind you, okay? Coming up this Saturday at Stenny's, I'm going to be there, right? Mike Clemens is going to be there. We're going to be doing a little Packer show, right? We might have a Packer. We haven't had it announced. We're hearing maybe David Bakhtiari, if the station could gather enough money to pay him. If not, probably just going to
Hey, I brought this up. You finish your thing. I got to say something.
No, that was it. I just wanted to work in the Jerry.
You Kramer. Knew. Remember working at the Fan when Bakhtiari was on the big show?
Yeah.
You knew the Sundays, like watching the game. You knew the days like, he's not going to do his Tuesday hit. Like when he had a bad game or when he got hurt, you knew right then and there that box not coming on Tuesday. Then they get the call at 11:30 on Tuesday. Dude. Yeah, this is Peter. And this is David's agent. Yeah, David's feeling a lot of weather today, and he's not going to be able to do the hit. Still pay us for the hit. We'll make it up. But we can't. He can't come to the phone today.
Imagine being David Bakhtiari, right? You just lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You get the fucking shit kicked out of you by Sue for 3.5 quarters. And then you got, like, you know, Mandela or me or Toby calling you. Hi, Mr. Bakhtiari. Yeah. And then he's got to answer fucking Bakhtiari. And then he's got to answer fucking questions from Steve Garrett. Sometimes Zinzola's filling in.
Is this Mr. Buck? Is this Mr. Bakhtiari? Are you ready to go on? Okay, and then you're like, you don't want to come too long before because like you're only gonna have to wait for 30 seconds on the air. They'll get right to you, David.
I'll say this. You know who actually is a good interview? Like when he gets somebody like one on one though, is the big unit. He's Big Game Bill though.
Why do you keep bringing up Bill?
Because I feel like Bill. We haven't talked about because I kind of forget about Bill sometimes. Because
I don't. I listened to a show the other day.
Was it good?
Bill. You know, Bill's a pro. He really is. I want back in on Bill's life. I do. I want in. I want to be on his show, and I want him to come on mine.
You know what would be great? You know how? I mean, controversy sells. I would love to see the Bill Michaels show featuring Bart Winkler.
Oh sure, yeah. Don't come right on over.
Kind of like when the Bloods and Crips got together and like made a rap album in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll work for free.
Hey, if Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman swung their dicks in the same shower in the 90s after what went down when he was with Detroit, I think you and Bill could work some things out. You guys both are men of fine taste, a good cigar, some red wine. Right?
What's the
Remember,
next
thing? Hold on. One last Bill story. Remember when he literally made up a fake sandwich and then he would have us like go and try to order it and they'd be like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dude. I'd be like, yeah, the big unit with the radio
joke. No, the thing that I brought this up, he did a video asking the driver for it. Like, what if you're gonna do a video saying, hey, I'll get the big unit, you have to like, and they don't like prep the person, say, all right, I'm Bill, I sponsor show, I'm gonna order this, and you say, oh, is that the pepperoni melt right this way, sir? Instead he goes, oh, the Bill Michaels, and then they're like, what is that? Some 17-year-old kid, he's like, ugh. And then they go, oh, they didn't, like, come on. So I just see, these are things I could help Bill with. I'd love to be his point man on social.
I think I found it. from 8 years ago.
You did?
Hold on. Hold on. We're doing this.
You know, Michael Schindler, one thing I love about Cousin Subs, they're everywhere in the state of Wisconsin. We're out here in Madison today going to the Fishing Expo. Before I do that, though, I got to stop at Cousin Subs, get some lunch, heading into the studios over at the Zone, and then we're heading over to the Fishing Expo later on. Come with us. So Michael's here. Welcome back. I promise you we'll be back in the studio at the Zone in Madison. And as you can see,
isn't that it?
We're here hanging out in the studio.
No, it was a drive-thru.
Ah, oh, damn it. Maybe I don't. Maybe I can't.
Yeah.
Bill Michaels.
I can't look for it because he blocked me.
This says Bill Michaels show intern Brendan at Cousin Subs. Wait, hold on. I got to see this.
Oh, yeah. That kid.
What's he doing? It's Cousins.
I don't know, but that kid was like his friend's son.
Hold on.
Intern for the Bill Michaels show. Just heading down to Cousin Subs for Radio Joe and Bill Michaels doing the intern thing, food run.
Hi, welcome to Cousins. How can I help you?
Hi, can I get a Bill Michaels with a side of Radio Joe?
So that's a half a pepperoni melt with a cheese curds.
Perfect.
No, he did have him do it.
Side of Radio Joe. Thank you very much.
The Radio. Intern, the intern set the guy up better than Bill.
Yeah. Woo! All right, let's get to the picks.
All right, well, I took the Ravens.
Jesus, that was the first game. All right, we got to get moving. All right, so then we move on to Indiana.
You brought it up, man.
That was awesome. Indiana, I can't believe that they had the intern just go and do a lunch run and fucking take it. Wow. Indianapolis, the Colts are a 4-point dog on the road against the Jags. I bet this game. I bet the Colts. I don't think there's much of a drop-off from Anthony Richardson to Minshew. And I think the Colts are actually pretty good. Their offensive line's playing good. Their defense is playing good. Jags probably win this game. But that's a tough travel back to the United States. They've been in London for the last, like, month, for the last 2 weeks. Now they have to come back.
Yeah, that could be a play.
Tough divisional game. Yeah, so I'm going to go with that angle. I'll take the Colts here, plus four.
I'm going to take Jacksonville. They've already played. They played week one of the season. They're both in first place in the AFC South. Jacksonville is the tiebreaker because they won. I think they're going to keep that tiebreaker and win again. I think they'll win by the four. So I will take one bird and now one tiger cat.
This is one where I feel like I'm dumb for it, but I'm looking at it this morning and it's down to 2.5. I think the Bengals might be back. I want to believe that the Bengals are back. I like Joe Burrow. You know, it's a fun thing to do. Watch Joe Burrow press conferences. He doesn't give anybody shit. It's just one word answer after one word answer. But Ja'Marr Chase had, like, what, 15 catches last week. Seattle's coming off a game where their defense looked like the 85 Bears because they were playing the Giants without the entire left side of their offensive line and Saquon. They sacked Daniel Jones 11 times. I like Seattle. I don't know how for real they are. And I feel like this is the best buy low spot on Cincinnati. I bet them last week and they worked out for me. And I'm going to do it again this week. So I'll take the Bengals, 2.5-point favorites.
Where's the game?
In Cincy. If it's in Seattle, I'd probably take Seattle. But
yeah, I'm already pivoting off my birds. This is a game I take the home team.
You're going Bengals?
And I'm with you that the Bengals are back.
I want them to be. I like them.
Well, I need to see my fantasy leagues. I'm in like 10 leagues. Five I took Joe Burrow and five I took Lamar Jackson. God, I'm in this one league where I should be 1-4, but I'm 1-9 because I love also lost to the median score. Fucking loser thing to do.
I found a Joe Burrow 50-1 to win MVP. I'm going to bet that actually right now, just because if he does get hot and he looked healthy last week and they're going to get T. Higgins back here. You're never going to get a price like this with Joe Burrow. So I'm going to lock that one in. I like the Bengals. I could be wrong though. So small bet for me on this one. I've been doing much better in college lately than the NFL. Fucking Cowboys last week, man. Saints went from being 3-point favorites down to 1.5. I think that's too much love for the Texans. I like CJ Stroud. I love him. We talked about this last week. I know he failed the test. Don't care. Don't know what's on that stupid test. Don't care what's on that stupid test because I know that he's a laser fucking show. The Saints defense, though, might lock him up a little bit in this game. I'm going to buy low on the Saints here. 1.5-point favorites on the road. I'll take a road favorite. I like the Texans, and they should have probably won that game last week. But, yeah, I'll go Saints here. I think they're the better team still. Good defense.
Are they? I mean,
I don't think they're good either.
They did in Foxborough. Remember I said I would put several hundred dollars on New England to win that game? They didn't score a point.
Yeah, we both took New England. Mac Jones didn't even make – he got the David Bakhtiari Award last week too. The start of the game didn't make it all four quarters. Let's make that a new award on the show, the David Bakhtiari Award.
So what's the – like, is Mac Jones done? Is he done?
I mean, he's starting again this week. I think he sucks. I think he sucks. They brought in Bill O'Brien. I know he sucks. Because they didn't suck together at Alabama.
I'm going to take Houston.
Okay, that's fair. Why, though? Just you think the Saints suck?
I don't know. I was going to flip a coin.
Ooh, fuck that game. Let's move on to this one. So with no Justin Jefferson, right, I think the Vikings are going to be bad. And Desmond Ridder won last
week. Dude, all of a sudden the Vikings are in play for fucking Caleb Williams.
Don't want that.
I do not want that.
Do not want that. I'd rather have. See, I want the Bears to keep winning. I like Justin Fields, and I kind of know what his ceiling is. He's a good, like, I think he could be a good quarterback, but I don't think he could be Caleb Williams or Drake May. So I think the move is actually we're cheering for the Bears. But fuck, man, that means we would have to cheer for the Vikings. They might end up with Caleb Williams, dude. And you know what's. I think if you're the Vikings, you know it's the play. So Justin Jefferson doesn't like Kirk Cousins. Justin Jefferson doesn't like Minnesota. Do you blame him? The stupid horn, the stupid chant.
If you're the Vikings, be shitty and then allow Kirk to still throw for 350 yards and 45 touchdowns so that next year he can get a nice contract somewhere.
No, you lose.
And be 1-15. Well, all these yards will kind of be like Matt Stafford in Detroit for all those years. You'd have five fantasy points from him through three quarters, and then he'd lead the week.
I'm picking the Bears plus three because the Bears all of a sudden have an offense. Justin Fields is pushing the ball down the field. DJ Moore's had 100-yard back-to-back games, and the Vikings defense can't stop anybody. And the only thing I like about the Vikings, other than Jordan Addison, who's a rookie, who's now going to see more double teams, is Justin Jefferson, who's out for at least the next month. I think the play for Minnesota should be you lose this game. You're 1-5. You try to get anything for Kirk Cousins. You know, you try to get any, you know, you call Atlanta. Desmond Ridder won last week, but I think they'd take Kirk Cousins. Call the Jets. I don't know. But you lose every game the rest of the season. You get Caleb Williams, and that's what convinces Justin Jefferson to sign a contract to be the highest paid wide receiver in the league. That would just be my thinking because Kevin O'Connell, I think, could coach, but that team ain't going to win with that defense. But, man, I mean, if you get a – once-in-a-lifetime quarterback, you turn that around quick. But I'm taking the Bears at home plus three. What about you?
Do quarterbacks ever get traded like that, though, in the middle of the season?
Every once in a while. Not much.
I'm going to take the Bears as well. The Bears are vibing, and the Vikings are not vibing.
Yeah. Vibing in the locker room.
There used to be a bar in La Crosse called The Vibe or Vibe. That's where I watched Tony Romo fumble the extra point snap.
Oh, in the playoff game?
Yeah, it was on 4th and J, I think.
Really?
Yeah, now it's something else. It's been like 8 things.
The Vibes, huh?
Yeah, there's a big pool hall at the time. A lot of pool tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Vikings.
And you know what? When I used to go as a sports bar, so I used to go in there and I would like hear people talking and I was like, you know, this just kind of sounds like sports radio. It's just people talking about sports at a bar. And that's how I've always tried to, ever since then, that's what I try to do on the radio. It's just two guys at a bar talking. That's all it is.
Yeah. I like that. You know what else I like? I like the Miami Dolphins offense. And that's why they're a 13.5 point favorite over the Panthers. But I look at this injury report as we record here on Thursday for the Dolphins. I don't think I could take the Panthers at 13.5. I don't think I could take the Dolphins at 13.5. We got to make a pick. Got to pick every game. Give me, oh God, what do I do here?
Carolina. The number's too high.
Carolina's bad, dude, but give me Miami. No, give me Carolina.
Here's my new rule. If I can't count to that number in Spanish, I do not take the favorite.
I like that. You can't get to 13.
Siete, ocho, nueve, diez. What the fuck's 11? I don't even know.
So we go with Carolina plus 13.5 on that notion right there.
Yeah.
They backdoor it, maybe. I don't know how they cover in that game. I mean, well, the Dolphins, all these guys missed the game. Carolina goes in there and keeps it close. Bryce Young plays his best game as a pro. There we go. Panthers plus 13.5. Lock it up. Niners are 7.5. Jesus. That moved all the way to 7.5 on the road against the Browns. Problem for the Browns is we already know no Nick Chubb. Maybe no Deshaun. DTR is not going to start. You're going to PJ XFL legend.
PJ Walker's starting?
Possibly. Give me the Niners until we know otherwise.
What's the spread?
7.5.
Over the Browns?
Yeah.
So you know, I opened my I finally, like, Brock Purdy is good. This sucks.
Yeah. I know. He was pushing the ball down the field last week. He looked really good. Shit. This is tough. Give me actually. I think the Browns are gonna cover though, man. 7.5.
Do you know that there's nicknames I have for teams that I don't like that I've made them up? For instance, the Vikings. Sometimes I'll call them the Vike Queens.
Yeah.
Though the Seahawks I call the Sea Chickens.
I like that one.
The Cowboys I call the Cowgirls.
Do you ever just call players by their numbers?
And the 49ers, guess what I call them? I call them the 40 Winers.
Do you ever just want to call them the Dicks? The Dick.
No, but I will take them. 7.5, I'll take the Niners. Although, what's the weather going to be like? What's our weather? Who can we remember? Who is the guy? Was Security Dan the one that did the weather on the fantasy football show with Tim?
Yeah, it was great. He'd do the winds and everything. Yeah, that's the thing. You're going to have to check the weather report on like all these games, man, especially like the Midwest type games, because it's going to be a bunch of rain and wind.
It's going to start raining here Friday morning and not stop until like Halloween.
That's why I need Notre Dame to actually win a game this
Halloween. Sorry.
USC's out there like spraying their players with hoses. All right, we got to wrap this up because I got to go to work. So let's rapid fire these bitches. Washington, the Fighting Tobies, 2.5-point dogs on the road against Atlanta. Atlanta, a 2.5-point favorite. Anytime Atlanta's at home, I like Atlanta because Desmond Ritter's a real quarterback at home. I think the Fighting Tobies suck. Like, Atlanta could stop the run. Washington's not going to be able to run, meaning they're going to have to drop back Sam Howell. Their offensive line can't protect Sam Howell. So give me Atlanta. Give me the Dirty Birds, 2.5-point favorites. What about you?
Yeah, I thought Washington had something there, and then they are bad. They are very bad. So I will take, begrudgingly, the Atlanta Falcons. Well, are they going to move to 4-2 if they win? Jesus.
Yeah, and that's what I need, baby. Over 8.5 wins. That's what I told everybody to bet. All right, New England's a 3-point dog. Does that make you want to take them against the Raiders? It makes me want to take them. This is it. This is the final time I bet the Patriots the rest of the season. I think they win this game outright. A little bit too much love for the Raiders for beating a shitty Packers team. Give me the Patriots plus 3. Season on the line. Bill Belichick life on the line. Mac Jones career on the line. It's like Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels. Probably not a great example because Ric Flair lost that match. But
I was going to say if he was like a protege. Like Belichick's not going down to Josh fucking McDaniels. So I will take New England also.
What if it is? He's like, sorry. I love you. And then he just hits him with sweet chin music, though. Just knocks Belichick out. That'd be fun.
Yeah, maybe. You know what? Belichick's, yeah, he's Ric Flair in this game.
Are we rolling with that?
Yeah.
You get the Shawn Michaels Ric Flair moment. Josh McDaniels. All right. Yeah, here's a good game.
Belichick is going to retire on Monday.
Hey, here's two games. Two guys that they tried to write off, but they didn't write back. The Fighting Bakers are at home, and they're catching 3 against the Lions, 3-point favorites. This one scares me for the Fighting Bakers because they can't really run the ball. But here's the thing. You can't run the ball against Detroit anyway. It's going to be Baker trying to hit explosive plays. You know what? No. Give me Tampa. I'm taking the Fighting Bakers. Baker's for real. He's at dive bars with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin during the week. Give me the Bucks at home, plus 3.
Dan Campbell, the coach of this team. Campbell's soup, very delicious. You can warm soup. You can cook soup. You can heat up soup. You can't bake soup. Stretch of the week is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah. I think they're for real. I want
Baker's all charged up.
because he just went to the Red River Shootout and got to see his boys win. He's going to come and bring that mentality back. Fuck yeah. Ooh, fuck Dylan, yeah.
Dylan Gabriel season.
Baker Mayfield.
Eagles, 7-point road favorites over my Jets. Not happening, Bart. Give it to me. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. They win this game outright. That's my Horvat hot dog. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Special of the week. Jets with a couple pick sixes.
We got ears. It's time for cheers. Come on, come on. The problem solved.
Breece Hall scores not one, not two, not three, not even four, five. Count them, five touchdowns. Jets win that game 42-17 in a rout. And you know why they do it, Bart? You know why they do it?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I believe that love is
what the fuck is that?
I believe.
What is that? Are those speakers?
The love will find a way. My two teams, my Super Bowl. We got the Packers. Are those
speakers?
No, it's a check it out. It's a light.
Oh, you have a Jets light in your living room?
Well, I had my Packers, and then I had my Jets. So when the Packers are on, I turned my Packers light on. And then when the Jets were going to play, I was going to turn my Jets light on. But then they killed my guy, and so now I don't really care about the Jets. But I have this fucking light sitting in my living room. If anybody out there wants to make me a deal,
anyway. I'm going to take the Eagles with all that being said. And that's, I think, what I will clip for YouTube.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
I want to fly like an eagle.
Crashing down.
Fly like an eagle. Let that spirit carry me.
Want to fly. Like a motherfucking eagle, baby.
No. We can't sing. People got mad when we singed.
Oh, that was on the radio. This is on the podcast form and the YouTube page. Take off your shirt. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Dude. Yeah. All right.
Is this the sweetest mirror you've ever seen?
What is that? Yeah, I like that. I like
$3.
Yeah, probably $3 too much. But we move out to Los Angeles, where the Dodgers got eliminated. Your Dodgers, they go down in heartbreaking fashion. Oh, darn. Rams, 7-point favorites over the Cardinals. Cardinals are starting to come back down to earth, and all their good players are dead. So give me the Rams -7. I like the Rams actually quite a bit. Cup's back. Puka's still Puka. I think Tutu's the odd man out if you're, like, playing props or fantasy. I don't
probably
know.
Probably traded Van Jefferson.
Ryan Jefferson, give me the Rams, 7-point favorites.
The Cardinals are as disgusting as that little spider hanging off there.
I like it.
This is where I broadcast.
Looks like where they had the boiler room inside SummerSlam when it was Mankind against Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I'm doing the show.
I like it. Who are you taking?
What game?
The Rams and
the Rams. Cardinals are gross as the spider over there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. The Giants are 14.5-point dogs against the Bills. The Bills are at home in this game.
Survivor pick of the week.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills to cover, if anything, in this game. I'm not going to really bet it, but give me the Bills.
I did hard. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
StreamYard's been doing this weird shit. If I do thumbs up, I think a thumb will pop. Maybe not. The other day I said, like, whoa, celebrate, and then, like, fireworks went off.
I don't see it.
How did those...
Whoa!
What
the whoa! Fuck? Nah. What about double birds? Double birds aren't showing up. What about suck it?
All right. So I do know... What's the spread? 14.5?
Yeah.
So I don't know 14 in Spanish. But I know 15 is quince, like quinceañera.
Yeah.
So I can count to 15 in Spanish. So I will take this spread. I will take Buffalo. Yeah.
All right. What about the Cowboys? 2.5-point favorites over the Chargers. I got to go with the Cowboys, actually, to bounce back. Everybody's writing them off, but they ain't writing back.
They're not writing back.
No. I'm going to take the Cowboys here.
I did a whole hour on CBS Sports on Wednesday night about how people hate the Cowboys for no reason.
How'd it go?
I don't know. I think viewership, listenership. I think CBS Sports Radio got bankrupt because of it.
At least you weren't talking hockey.
Oh, I didn't mention hockey once.
Good. One time I tuned in.
ESPN tried to jam a triple header down my throat the other night. I was like, bitch, I want to watch Part of My Take reruns. Or Around the Horn. Plug.
Although, man, how about my Blackhawks with Connor Bedard?
All I know is that Brad Evans says 2.5 shots on goal. Always take the over. Also, I'm not sure if it was Brad Evans, but I saw he was on your show.
Oh, and
I saw that he was on Stadium the other day, live on the line.
Yeah, I think that's his show.
Yeah. I like Brad. Maybe I'll get Brad on. Brad's a friend of the old show. One
there
time.
You go. You guys could reminisce. Who are you taking in the game so I could go to work?
The game.
Cowboys. All right. Well, hey, man. Virtual high five. Thanks for having me. Another successful week, hopefully. Although last week I lost the best bet with the Cowboys. So hopefully.
Hey, if you want, feel free to join our next live stream, which will be Sunday night after Bucks Lakers preseason, Dame and Giannis for the first time.
I'm not going to be watching preseason.
All right, sir. Well, you're invited.
All right. See you, dude. Have a good weekend.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.